Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel. It's a chilly morning.
Hello, winter.
I know.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. It didn't even feel like fall.
It didn't, but that was fine, though.
But it was perfect. I mean, we had, like, fall usually only lasts 10 minutes, so this was great. This was great. However, wouldn't it have just been, couldn't they have just lasted one day longer? Just so that the football game today wasn't freezing.
You are not kidding. Oh, my gosh. Because I'm taking the boys to this game
today. Oh, you are. Mm-hmm. Well, but kids don't seem to be bothered as much.
Mama's out buying long johns for the boys right now as we speak.
But they'll be running around and stuff. Like, I just don't, kids don't seem to be as bothered by it. Are your kids, or do your boys get freezing?
Well, last year, same situation, the Charlotte game. That was miserable because
it was raining. Yeah.
Rained, snowed, rained again the whole game. Super windy. I said to my kids, do you want to go to this? One of them said yes. The other one said, I don't want to sit out in that mess. I'd rather not. But then his brother gets back. And he's like, oh, you had a pretty good time, it looks like.
So you got nachos and the whole nine yards.
Picture taken with the Wildcat, all that stuff. So this year I present that and he's like, oh, no, we're going.
Yeah.
And then when I find out about the weather, I said, how about this? How about we go to the UK basketball game on Wednesday instead? And the kid who had gone to the football game last year goes, yeah, I haven't seen a basketball game. Let's do that. And the kid who didn't go to the football game was like, I haven't gone to a football game. I want to see Boone Williams.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
So, that's that. We're going. I hope that they can get through it. Because the one last year, at halftime, I said, it's pretty cold and miserable. You want to go home? Because we can. Sit in front of the fire. You can watch cartoons upstairs. You can play on your iPad. You know, he's like, nope, I'm staying. Nope. I'm staying. Like, all right, we'll do it. But his brother, I don't know how he's going to handle the cold. Maybe at halftime he'll say, this is enough. I've had it. Which would be fine with me.
What they're going to say is at halftime, let's go. And then since we didn't stay for the whole game, we should probably go to the basketball game Wednesday night.
Exactly. Oh, you know that's happening.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
There is no question. That is So be prepared to go to both.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news about the basketball game is the last time I looked, the tickets, you could get them for like $12, $15, something like that. It's a Wednesday 1 o'clock tip-off. So I think student tickets are out there for like $20, too. So it's not. It's going to be easy to get.
Yeah.
It's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
So the football game today, the team that Kentucky is playing in four seasons has one win.
Kentucky's a 46-point favorite, right?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw Matt Jones tweet it, and he keeps up with that stuff, I know. But I could not find a line for it.
Probably because of that reason. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
All the books I saw were off, but also my computer at work blocks me from all gambling sites. So I can't look at lines.
That's ridiculous.
It is! Trying to go to a horse racing site and look at stuff, and you're blocked.
Is it Anthony Davis coming up going, block, block, block?
Exactly. Every time. He had another huge night.
I mean, he is crushing the world.
38 points for him last night. 2 for 5, I believe, from 3. And then Terrence Jones, earlier this week, had like a career game. DeMarcus Cousins had 38 points last night for the Kings, which gave the Clippers a run. The UK NBA guys.
I know.
Carl
Towns has been.
It's every night.
Yeah.
It's every night in the NBA, a former UK star is starring on SportsCenter.
Sometimes it's just for getting thrown out and then signing an autograph on your way out the building.
That's nice.
That was awesome.
He's on the cusp of superstardom.
Yeah, he really, really is. Do you think if he wasn't in Phoenix, it would be different?
Well, yeah,
I just feel like any West Coast that's mm-hmm. not LA, it's just.
Yeah, it is a little different.
Yeah.
I mean, the Knicks would be a great place for Devin Booker. He would eat it up, but Phoenix didn't let go ahead.
No, no, and I don't blame him.
But it's too bad Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins are on two of the worst teams in the NBA. Although, I mean, Pelicans have now won, I think, three of the last five, where they started out 0-8, I think. Before we get too much into UK, there was something else wild in sports that happened last night. This hockey player, I don't know if you saw this guy.
I did not. I can already tell you I did not.
You did not see this. Well, this dude for the Columbus Blue Jackets named Matt Calvert. And they they played the highlight on SportsCenter this morning on ESPN Radio. So he takes a puck to the forehead, and it opens up his head, and blood is just gushing out onto the ice. So he's off, out into the locker room. 36 stitches he gets. Comes back in the third period, scores the game-winning goal.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a hockey player. 36 stitches.
Ugh.
Unreal. Yeah, he's going to have a nice scar on his forehead, kind of like a...
Like a hockey player should.
Yeah.
Yeah, no teeth and a big fat scar.
Unreal. Unreal. There was something else I saw from last night. Michigan women's basketball team.
Oh, yes. I did see this. I didn't watch it, obviously, but...
Nobody watched
it. Yeah.
But they scored, or they got down 6-0 to Howard... And then went on a 36-0 run to close out the first half and a 16-0 run to start the second half for a 52-0.
That's crazy.
14 minutes, 52-0 run. They won by 68. Good grief. Goodness gracious. Howard, I mean, good thing it's the weekend for those girls because they can find something to do to take their minds off of the abuse they took.
A brutal beatdown.
Of course, goodbye Louisville.
Speaking of brutal beatdowns,
yeah.
Boy, did not see that coming. I did not see that coming.
I honestly thought that Houston would win the game. I thought,
but not like that. No, surely not like that.
Not up 31-0. No. And even then I thought, does Lamar have it in him? Especially when, here's when I went to bed. Second half. They score a touchdown, Louisville, to cut it to 31-7. They're driving again. Looks like they're going to score again. You make this a 31-14 game.
Momentum has shifted. Yeah.
Now I'm staying up to watch the rest of the game. You fumble the ball and Houston recovers. I go to bed.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And they lost 36-10. Add the penalties, the turnovers.
The linemen just falling over.
What happened to their offensive line all of a sudden? And then... Maybe some finger pointing on the sidelines.
Maybe they hit Lamar Jackson to break up a fight.
Yeah. So, is this good for Kentucky? This mentality Louisville has that, you know, during the week they're going on Twitter, the players saying, "We've been disrespected by the playoff committee. We deserve to be number four. This is garbage." You have talking heads saying the same thing. Some of them. Who was it that was defending Louisville to the point of saying that they? Had the best chance to beat Alabama. It wasn't Kirk Herbstreit. It was maybe David Pollack.
Well, and I think
Joey Galloway was like, y'all are crazy.
Right. And so is Booger McFarlane.
Yeah.
He was leading the anti-Louisville charge.
Right.
And but
so they're so concerned with being snubbed that they forgot to win and didn't prepare. And so now they have to be completely deflated. Now we're completely out of the playoff. Now we're not playing for anything. It's done. And here comes Kentucky.
They're going to be angry.
Yes, they are.
I do think that. But, you know, like, Washington was the same way. When they were five, felt disrespected, they went ahead and won.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put them in.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Houston has to be inching its way closer to that, at least that top 12 of the, you know, the Big Six bowls. Because... They've beaten Oklahoma and Louisville now.
And listen, they have had a significant amount of injuries, including their quarterback, who's very good.
Really good. Difference maker for sure.
And they only have two losses. I feel like Houston was underappreciated going into this Louisville game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did not expect them to perform the way they did, and I certainly didn't see Louisville falling on its face like that. But I do think the Heisman was so far and away gone, Lamar Jackson, that I don't think this crushes him. Because I just don't see who comes up and gets it instead.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook maybe from Florida State, if he has some phenomenal games. They still have Florida.
Jabril Peppers is the only person I can see. But I still don't, with what Lamar has done on the whole this season.
Yeah. But this thing can't change. Because this is the way the Heisman works, is one game out of the 12 can change the whole thing. Jabril Peppers goes in against Ohio State and dominates the game somehow, has three interceptions, a punt return touchdown or something. He'll win the Heisman if Michigan beats Ohio State and he's...
But to me, that's the only dude that is a dark horse. Yeah. I just don't see anyone else in the running.
If Dalvin Cook goes for 300 yards against Florida and wins the game?
I don't. What did Dalvin do against Louisville?
Nothing.
Like, nothing. And I know that was a long time ago, but, you know, I don't know. I still think it's Lamar's. And I still think Kentucky has enough trouble with mobile quarterbacks that he'll be able to get some significant numbers, win or lose,
mm-hmm.
against Kentucky.
Now, what if Wake Forest finds that Louisville actually stole their game plan and they have definitive proof? Does Lamar Jackson still win the Heisman?
Yes. Yeah. There's no way there's definitive proof. Why would Louisville throw the game the first three quarters?
Well, that's the hustle. If you know you've got the other guy.
I mean, Jameis Winston did it that one year against Louisville, right? Be down 21-0 because his friend had that bet.
You walk into a pool hall and you know you're the best player. You lose a few games. And then, you know, you say, you know what?
That's
I'm all in. Everything I got on this game right here. And then you whip them. I'm like, all right, guys, I got to go. I'll see ya. Game over. That's the hustle. Petrino knows about the hustle. Yeah, Wake Forest's AD said a member of the team's traveling party found their game plan documents at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. Meaning, they didn't say where, but it could have been like on the sideline or in the coach's box or in the locker room where something gets left behind by Louisville. You know, and these were plays. The reason it's concerning to them is these documents were plays they had never run before. These were plays they had practiced and drew up, but had never run them in a game before. That's what made them go, hey, there's something fishy. Something stinks. And so Bobby Petrino, of course, a Wake Forest head coach, said, we are concerned that there was some type of security breach. Bobby Petrino, I have no knowledge of the situation. We take a lot of pride in the way we operate our program. As I've stated already this season, my coaching philosophy has always been to play the game with sportsmanship. Right now our focus is on Houston, was it really, and finishing the 2016 season strong. He already stated this season, so your integrity has been called into question before, Bobby Petrino? Is that what you're saying?
Never.
Odd. And then when Wake Forest AD tried to get in touch with Tom Jurich, Jurich didn't answer the call, was not available. So Louisville football's SID winds up calling Wake Forest associate AD and like, hey, so what's this about now? So, I mean, Wake Forest AD couldn't even get Jurich on the phone, which Wake Forest AD also sent this to the ACC. They're going to investigate and try to get to the bottom of it. You say nothing's there. They're not going to get anything out of it.
I don't think so.
This is like a Patriots Belichick, you know, Deflategate or spy cam, all that stuff. This falls into that category for me, I think. I don't know that they'll ever prove it.
That's the thing. Well, they're not going to be able to prove it.
But there's some smoke there. Given Bobby Petrino's past, he's above stealing someone else's plays. No. He I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say anything else about Bobby. But how about Booger on Twitter?
I mean, he was relentless.
Somebody hide all the motorcycles so he can't run out of town to take the, what, the LSU job or something like that.
Yeah. Booger was brutal.
He was.
Almost to the point of where it was like, okay. I don't know. I almost had a little dirty feeling about it, the way he was just tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet. Okay, dude, you were right. They lost to, I guess he must have been getting bombarded by Louisville fans and then responding to that. But
and then he said somebody on Louisville radio had some stuff for him. And so I think that fueled the fire. He said, oh, even your radio station is coming after me. All right, here we go. My platform is bigger than yours, and I'm using it to trash you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't necessarily
didn't like it.
Like that. Yeah, but
well, we got to talk about Kentucky's big win over Michigan State. Obviously, Duke going down. We'll talk about some of that. We got high school football playoffs we want to talk about. But before we take this break, how about John Calipari saying, we're not coming to Indiana. Home and home is not happening. Rich Eisen asked him about this on the radio yesterday. And Calipari said, we're not coming to Indiana.
He's already said that.
Yeah.
He's already said it a million times.
But see, Tom Crean on Friday night, last Friday, after beating Indiana, he said something like, well, we would like to, you know, start a series with Kansas, but really, what I'd really like to do, would love to reignite the rivalry between Kentucky and Indiana.
But he says that because he knows Cal is not going to do it.
And see, Calipari said...
And then Cal looks like the bad guy. I don't blame him. It's not like he doesn't play good competition.
Mm-hmm.
Or he doesn't schedule good non-conference games. I don't think Kentucky needs Indiana.
Well, they don't. That's why Calipari's not doing it.
Yeah.
But Calipari did say maybe in the future. There may be something in the future. But Crean is going to have to come off of what he wants... If you say, we'll play you 2 years in a row in Indianapolis, and you say no, and then you use the, well, they won't come to our place crowd. Well, that's because you trampled the court and nearly killed Darius Miller in the process. So, no, we're not sending our players into that nut house for that kind of nonsense. We're too good for that. We don't have to do that. We're not going to. Have you ever been to Rupp Arena and we stormed the court on you and nearly killed your players? No. That doesn't happen at Rupp Arena. So if you want to play in Indy, we'll do it. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut. But, you know, Calipari said he and Crean still talk all the time. Their friendship remains strong. So it's going, if Crean is going to come up and say something like that, then he needs to be willing to accept the terms, neutral court. It's not like neutral court is new. Like they've been playing home and home for 50 years and all of a sudden... No, not going to do it anymore. No,
they used
court.
To play it in Indy and Louisville all the time.
All the time. That's where it was played. It was rotated back and forth between those two sites, Freedom Hall and in Indy. So this isn't new, Tommy. So who's scared, really, is what I would say. Because it's just a thing. There's no – what is to gain for Kentucky?
Nothing.
To go to Indiana?
Nothing.
Exactly. So – I don't blame him. I would love to see it, though. I would love to see the rivalry again. Also, by the way, I will say that game at Indiana, that is the best college basketball atmosphere I've ever been in, ever. As any game I've ever been to, that place was jacked an hour before the game. The band was going. The students were up. They were singing, making noise. And then they just kept carrying it on all the way through the game. It never stopped. It was 3 hours of absolute energy. And they were, but they were ready for it. They were like, this is our moment. This is our time to ascend back to Indiana basketball. It had been building and building and building. So they were ready to explode. They were a volcano. And what better way to explode than a last second shot?
Right.
And they were coming over.
Well, a better
over-
way to explode is to go on and win the national championship, which is what Kentucky did that year.
Exactly, so. Yes. And that game in the tournament, Wow.
Yeah, that was a great game.
That was phenomenal.
It was like 210 to 206.
Yeah. That thing never stopped. Yeah. Up and down. That was a great game. All right, we'll talk some UK basketball. Got to get to the high school football report, of course. And we'll talk UK football. Give us a call, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Started
from the bottom, now my whole team in. The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Wing Zone has caught the madness fever. Oh, yeah. It's Wing Madness time in the Bluegrass. Heading to Rupp for Big Blue Madness this season? Be sure to check out Wing Zone's new location inside Rupp Arena, Section 34, right by the Eruption Zone. Now, every game is a win with fresh, cooked-to-order wings, tenders, shrimp, burgers, and more. Get in on the madness fever at Wing Zone. Call South and Drive, 259-1300, or Eureka Springs, 259-1400. To have delicious wings delivered right to your doorstep or pick it up for dinner tonight. Wing Madness.
Join the celebration as we usher in the holiday season with Illuminate Lexington, presented by Kentucky Utilities Company. On Saturday, November 26th, the sights and sounds of the season can be found at Triangle Park. Enjoy art vendors, local food, and live music. While you're there, take a spin on the Unified Trust Company ice rink. At 6 o'clock, Santa Claus will take the stage to light Lexington's official Christmas tree. Bring the family. You won't want to miss the fun. For more information, visit downtownlex.com.
Black Friday is about getting a great deal. Well, how about this one? At Tony's Steaks and Seafood, we believe in generosity. So on Black Friday only, visit our Lexington restaurant, purchase a $100 gift card, and you pay only $80. It's not valid for phone purchases, so come on in or go to tonysoflexington.com. It's valid only at the Lexington location. Drop by Tony's at 401 West Main or visit online. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington. You can trust your car to Fleet Dog. At Fleet Dog, we break for breast cancer. It's time to stop procrastinating and schedule your mammogram. That's why Fleet Dog supports the St. Joseph Hospital Foundation's Yes Ma'am program. Fleet Dog, with the help of Advance Auto Parts, is donating $50 from every brake job now through the end of the year to the Yes Ma'am program, providing life-saving screening, patient navigation, treatment support, and programs for reduced or low cost. We want you to break for breast cancer, too. Visit Fleet Dog at 1031 Contract Street, and you could help save a life.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
In the break, you showed me that on the Hey Kentucky show that you do during the week, they discovered that UK had Taco Friday, like Marcus McWilson.
So that's what he'll miss most.
It's Taco Friday. That is awesome. Taco Friday. You remember in school, you had like days. Mine was Pizza Friday. We had pizza every Friday.
Yeah, square pizza.
Square pieces of pizza. And then tell me if you had this. There was always one kid who would like take his cheese, his topping off, and it was up for grabs. Like, okay, I don't eat the topping. The one weird kid is like he gives his topping away. And he doesn't eat it, and everybody around him is like, I want your topping. So you have double topping pizza. Because you could just peel the cheese off like a layer, and the whole thing comes off, and you just slap it on top of yours, and it's like double pizza. Did you have that?
I'm not going to. Josh, I feel like I'm making a gender assumption here, but me and the other girls, that wasn't as much of a thing.
I'm guessing, you guys didn't fight over extra layer of pizza topping.
No.
We did. That was a thing. I mean, I would start thinking about it like at 10 in the morning. Jeez, I wonder how am I going to get his, what am I going to get promised today to get his pizza topping? How am I going to win the pizza topping deal today? Gotta get that. Taco Friday, I'm telling you, the best thing that's happened to tacos around here, in my opinion, is the street tacos popping up. Like, I didn't know about this until it came to Lexington. Thank you for our Latino community for going out there and introducing to us these, because these tacos are much different. They don't come with lettuce and tomatoes and onions and sour cream and all that stuff. It's two flour tortillas, small, that they stuck meat, cilantro, and onions. That's it. And then you have choice of green hot sauce or red hot sauce. That's all there is to it. And they fill it with barbacoa, which is like barbecue beef. They have...
Don't they have tongue?
They have lingua, which is tongue, yes. I've had that before. It's pretty good, but...
The barbacoa is the best, probably.
Barbacoa chorizo, I think, is maybe the best. They have steak and chicken, too. Carne asada.
Gosh, this makes me want tacos so bad.
The chorizo at El Rancho Tapatio over there on Nicholasville Road. Oh, it's hard to beat. I mean, the chorizo tacos there. Mm. Yeah, lingua I had, like Maria's. I like Maria's too. But I think I had one there. It was really good. And I was at another place. I think it's Taquero Ramirez or whatever. When you get into, if you're trying tongue, you know, you have to be strong mentally about this. So it's, if it's shredded, then, you know, it's just meat. But I bit into one and I got a chunk. And so it hits your brain that you've just chomped down on a chunk of tongue. And then
I shouldn't say someone's tongue. It wasn't someone.
And then all of a sudden... You feel like Hannibal Lecter for a minute. Right. And it's like, I'm over, it's done. I tried it. I've tried it. It's over. I'm done. My adventure's done. Yeah. Barbacoa chorizo. Those are fine. Yeah, I want tacos now.
I want tacos desperately. Yeah.
What is it that UK has at the football game? The walking taco?
Walking tacos are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had them.
I think they have a Doritos one, a Fritos one, maybe. And
so they open up the pack of Fritos, pour in chili, give you a spoon, and you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that may be happening today with
Those are good.
One of my kids is going to eat that today.
They had those at my son's baseball games this year. Mm. Enjoyed those. All right, back to football here.
Yeah, this game today, Austin Peay. Oh, by the way, should say this. No charcoal grilling or wood fires allowed at Commonwealth Stadium tailgating because there's a burn ban.
Yes.
Not just here, but in like 80 counties or something.
Still have gas grills, right?
Gas grills are okay. You can use the gas grill. But yeah, these wildfires are insane.
Yeah.
What's insane about them is that people are setting them. Like, it's not just one little fire started somehow, and then people are setting them all over the place. This dude in Wayne County, he's a former Kentucky forestry employee accused of setting a forest fire in Wayne County. The 21-year-old who posts video of himself doing weather forecast on Facebook, according to police, he set a fire in order to record himself reporting on the fire he set.
Yeah,
That was...
Loathe that dude. Mm. That is ridiculous.
And then when
crazy.
You watch the video, he shouldn't be on camera ever. He is the worst reporter in the history of video.
It's terrible.
Just, he must have said, this is what we're dealing with this afternoon, 100 times. You could have played a drinking game to it.
Dealing with it because you set the fire, you moron.
21-year-old from Jenkins. Geez. Yeah. And then an unnamed teenager from Harlan County.
But from Jenkins.
This thing is now affecting 23 counties, 263 fires burning 44,000 acres as of Wednesday. Some of the schools had to cancel classes due to smoke. There's like, you know, a bunch of people with asthma and breathing problems showing up at the emergency room because of it. Smoke limited visibility on the Mountain Parkway this week and caused a fatal 13-car pileup. This coal truck driver, somebody runs into the back of him. He gets out of his truck. He's hit and killed by a vehicle.
That is awful.
There's a burn ban in Fayette County, which is one of 85 counties throughout the state on a burn ban. Oh, We this thing's got to end. Hopefully, this change in the weather, we see some precipitation. But I mean, in the forecast, there's nothing like a long, steady rain that's coming that I've seen. But we need it. We need it.
Well, it is certainly a change in the forecast. As you mentioned, it's going to be chilly and windy and all that stuff. And I really hope, you know, because this game, there's no sense in us really talking a whole bunch about Austin Peay because this, you know.
Well, they're horrible. We could talk about how
they're
horrible.
They're terrible.
They are.
I mean, it's hopefully a foregone conclusion that they win, they become bowl eligible. But really, this is about the dudes that have been here through some pretty rough times at Kentucky.
Yeah.
And it's not a big senior class, which bodes well for the future. I mean, they're not losing a bunch of people, but a lot of these kids, like, you wanted better for Ryan Timmons.
Yes.
You know, there's some of those guys. I mean, I know we both covered him in high school. He's such a great kid and, you know, comes in with all this fanfare, next Randall Cobb, the whole nine yards. Even before the season, it was like, okay, this is my senior year. It hasn't happened yet. It's got to happen. And it's not. It didn't. But he was here through it. I mean, he came when he could have gone elsewhere. And he came. And he stayed. And, you know, that's a testament to him. And there's some other guys that came when Kentucky wasn't really the popular choice. And they haven't been to a bowl game. You know, this class hasn't. So I think if they become bowl eligible today, that'll mean a lot to these guys.
You know who's really going to miss Taco Friday? Senior fullback Will Taco Meat Collins. Going to miss it. All right, back with more of your calls, 2-381-1313. We'll continue to talk football. And then somewhere in here, I'm going to throw in
the high school football. Yeah. We can do that next if you want.
Yeah, I've got a ton of it.
We got to talk basketball, too.
Yes.
Because this team is probably going to be number one in the country come Monday.
Yeah, they are, for sure.
So,
we'll do it here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 50% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account and claim your 50% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
Hey, Wildcat fans. D&D Advertising has the new 2016 basketball schedules ready for pickup free at these great businesses. Air Control Heating and Air, Bluegrass Mulch LLC, Buck Screen Printing and Embroidery, Dog Watch of Central Kentucky, Crystal Toe Remax Elite, We Care Lawn Care LLC, LCM Construction, Caitlin Whitehead Pure Romance, Senninger Plumbing, Detail X. The Cats are poised to dominate again this year, so pick up a free schedule at these fine businesses too and follow every game. Platinum Flute Services LLC, Ginger Barbershop, Bezik Electrical Services, Atlas Roofing and Siding, The Temporary Nanny, Woodland Early Learning Center, Pagan Painting Services LLC, Hometown Manor, Angels and Doves, World Vision, and Bluegrass Memorial Gardens. D&D Advertising Enterprises is not licensed, affiliated with, or endorsed by any university sports institution or program unless specifically stated in writing. No proceeds from any of the funds collected for your ad will be given to any educational institution or sports team. We're not responsible for any schedule changes made after printing.
Lace up your skates and hit the ice. The Unified Trust Company Ice Rink in Triangle Park is back for another season of downtown fun. The rink is open daily and skate rental is available. Ice skating is a fun and healthy activity for all ages, and the Unified Trust Company Ice Rink is the perfect spot for birthday parties, family bonding, and date night. What are you waiting for? Come join the fun. For more details, including hours of operation, visit downtownlex.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live.
Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It is now time for the High School Football Report, brought to you by LM Communications local sales manager, Tom Trail.
And Dan Reefer's Insomnia.
Who, if you call, can hook you up with a sponsorship for this segment. All right, it's the playoffs last night.
Better do it fast, though, because there's only 2 weeks left.
We'll do basketball.
Okay.
We'll do basketball season two. Yeah, there's only a few weeks left. This is the quarterfinal round, the regional championship round, Class 6A. Male and St. X, a rematch of a game earlier this season. 31-21, St. X knocks out last year's 6A champs. And it was the exact same score from the regular season meeting on October 14th.
Not a fluke.
63-20, Trinity beats Ballard. Undefeated Shamrocks will host St. Xavier in the semifinals. Trinity beat St. X 35-13 back on September 30th. So it's been a while. Ryle at Scott County. Ryle undefeated, scored late, went for two in the tie, didn't get it, recovered the onside kick, completion with 23 seconds to go. Scott County's Glenn Covington with an interception at the one-yard line with 13 seconds left to seal a 42-40 win.
By the way, did you see, well, I'm sure you did, the big sheet that the Scott County Cardinals ran through to start the game? I think it's a... close your eyes, pucker up, kiss that win streak goodbye, something like that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Now, Scott County, if you've ever seen them come onto the field, they're carrying about 20 flags. It's like the most patriotic entrance to a football game ever. The American flag is out front leading the charge. There's a, you know, state of Kentucky flag, Commonwealth of Kentucky flag. There's, you know, a Marines flag, a Navy flag, an Air Force, an Army flag. I mean, they've just got all the flags just... coming out. It reminds me of Hacksaw Jim Duggan when he used to run into the ring. Josh is looking at me with empty eyes. He has no idea who Jim saw. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, no.
Also, Josh always has empty eyes.
Jacob Burton had 155 yards and 4 touchdowns for Scott County. It's Scott County's first trip to the semifinals since winning the whole thing in 2013. Since 2009, Scott County is 6-1 in this regional final round. Scott County's season last year ended in the regional final to Lafayette. Simon Kenton at Lafayette last night. After Simon Kenton cut Lafayette's lead to 28-20 in the third quarter, Simon Kenton went with an onside kick. And then both sides kind of were waiting for the ball to roll 10 yards. And Ian Shaw from Lafayette just raced in, scooped it up, and ran 63 yards for a touchdown. It's like something out of Little League. And then that was the first of 3 unanswered Lafayette touchdowns, and the Generals win 63-41.
Walker Wood was spectacular.
Yes. That little play-by-play I gave you was courtesy of the Lexington Herald Leader, by the way. It'll be Scott County at Lafayette in the semifinals next Friday.
That is such a big game.
Well, because Scott County led Lafayette in the regular season meeting when the game was called due to weather.
That's right. Oh, I forgot about this.
Scott County could not come to an agreement on resuming the game.
Yes.
And was forced to forfeit a game they were leading.
That's right.
That forfeit loss to Lafayette is Scott County's only loss to a school in Kentucky this season. The only actual on-field loss this season was to Cincinnati Elder. And that was like a 6-point game, 20-14.
And they're good.
Yeah. Lafayette's only loss this season was to Trinity, 13-0 Trinity. So Walker Wood this week, the UK commit QB for Lafayette, he won the Paul Horning Award given to the state's top player by the Louisville Quarterback Club. In this game, he had 112 yards rushing, 3 TDs, 216 yards passing, 3 TDs. Cameron Morgan for Lafayette, 250 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Quentin Brown had 8 catches, 137 yards, 2 TDs.
And we probably need to mention that officially Jed Wills this week revealed that he is going to Alabama. And he did it in such a cool way with a video that I think Bleacher Report did the video, didn't they?
Yeah, very clever.
Yeah.
Very clever. Bleacher Report put their name on it, so I guess that there was their production. Yeah, but...
so he tried on a bunch of different suits.
Started out with the orange Tennessee suit, and then he came out with the... and then every time there was a reaction from his family...
it was like, no, not that one.
And then he came out with the Notre Dame suit on.
Nah, not that one.
He came out with the Kentucky one on which, did you see the cuffs?
Yeah, that suit was kind of fly.
It was.
And then they go to shot of the family, and they're like,
Dad's got his hands raised like touchdown.
And then they go, no.
And then one of the kids, I don't know who that kid is. I saw Jed Will's little brother there. Yeah.
Who's not so little.
He's not. He's the next Jed Wills.
Yeah. Yes.
If you didn't know, there's another one coming. And then the other kid, I don't know if he's a friend or but because he's the one who a second look back after the Kentucky suit shakes his head like,
no,
don't do it. Then he comes out in
the Bama suit.
Crimson Tide white suit.
Opens up the jacket, the liners, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty neat video, and I'm happy for him. I can't stand the people that begrudge a kid going to wherever they want to go just because they happened to grow up in a certain town.
Yeah, I mean, if you're good with Malik Monk playing at Kentucky, then you really can't say anything about Jed Wills playing at Alabama or Damian Harris for that matter, because Malik Monk. I mean, he was all in with Arkansas, or so they thought.
I mean, let's be realistic here. Even if you come to Kentucky and you're a part of some sort of spectacular turnaround here, you aren't going to win the national championship. And Damian Harris and Jed Wills will each win at least one.
You're right.
I mean, they just will, because Alabama is that dominant, and they're going to win one.
And they'll get drafted higher. It's not that you couldn't go to the NFL from Kentucky. Clearly you can and be fine. Lineman Larry Warford starts for the Detroit Lions. Didn't hurt him playing at Kentucky.
The same as you can go to the NBA at Arkansas.
Yes.
But if you come to Kentucky.
Exactly.
I mean.
You come to Kentucky, you can be the. Take the fifth most shots and be the number one pick. I don't know if you've heard that before, but that's what Anthony Davis did. And then the other thing I will say is these coaches make it so that it doesn't matter who you're committing to. We still want you to come to the 11th hour. It doesn't matter. Keep coming to our games. Keep being here. So when you say, well, he led us on. He led the program on. This is a 17, 18-year-old kid who's being invited to any game he wants to go to.
He's been invited.
Yeah, to anywhere he wants to go. And they're giving him the royal treatment. And you expect him to all of a sudden feel bad about it and say, I'm not.
And for him, there's no travel involved?
Yeah.
You're just going to the game in Lexington on Saturday and they're treating you like a king? How do you not do that?
Your expectation is too high of a teenager if you think a teenager is going to. Decline that. Are you kidding me? Remember the stupid things you did when you were a teenager?
Well,
my gosh.
And I would absolutely.
Your brain's not fully developed enough to refuse invitations to football games when you're a football fan.
And I for one, would be, even if I was a big-time recruit, even if I knew exactly where I wanted to go, I would take all five of my official visits. Because what fun. How much fun is that? And, you know, you never know what you might hear or see at another place that might end up swaying your mind or something like that. I mean, that's the protocol. These kids get several official visits and several unofficial visits. Let them take them.
Miami would be on my official visit list every time. Every time. At least one. Whether I'm considering them or not, I would go to Miami just to see what it's like for an official visit.
Miami of Ohio.
Yeah.
By the way, do you think that genuinely the UK staff was surprised?
No.
I don't think that either.
No, uh-uh.
And I saw some things on Twitter, people saying, you know, they thought they had a chance. I just don't.
I think they were hoping, but I think they knew what was happening.
I think they thought they had a better shot with Damian.
Well, something
than
else.
Than they did with Jed.
Something else that kind of gave me a hint anyway that. This was over. Well, number one, our buddy Ryan Lemond has known for a while.
Yeah.
And he's taken some heat for saying it. But he's known because he knows the family. He just knows closer. So I don't know if I'm sure they said, say whatever you want. But he's taking heat for it because Jed has denied it all the way. But I did see Mark Stoops, you know, at Lafayette game earlier this season. But the last few times that Kentucky's been home and could have been at a Lafayette football game, I've not seen him there. Which says to me, they know Walker's coming. He's firm. That's done. Jed, if they still thought they had a shot with him, they would be showing up on Friday night.
Yeah.
They knew ahead of time, and that's why you didn't see him. Hey, the only thing I will say, and not that you could get on a kid for anything, but the only thing I would say where you might feel like that really stinks, I wish it didn't happen this way. I understand, but I just wish it didn't happen that way, is when one school, UK's all-time leading receiver's son goes to UK's biggest rival, Louisville, and picks that school. Like, I can't.
After already committing to Kentucky at one point.
Yeah, that's a, you know, kind of an ugly situation and kind of hurts a little bit if you're a Kentucky fan. But you got to let a kid be a kid. It's not like if I was in the stands, I would boo Craig Yeast's son. You know?
No.
Come on.
We've only made it through 6A. We have 5 classes left to go, and Josh is telling us to break.
And I have so much good information about these games.
Well, let's finish these games out when we come back.
All right.
I think that's what we should do.
We'll do it next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Grips on your ways,
front way, back way. The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Republic Bank is all about easy. That's why you can pay your Fayette County property tax bill at any of our 4 convenient Lexington Republic banking centers. So say goodbye to parking downtown and say hello to Republic Bank's friendly staff and our easy and convenient parking. Or make things even easier and use one of our drive-thrus. Paying your property tax bill can be easy. Visit a Republic Banking Center before December 31st. Republic Bank. It's just easier here. Member FDIC.
Open soon on Vine Street downtown.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Stick to the script.
At the Body Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, E6, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Body Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Botany Bay. 420 East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
Suggins Bar and Grill opened its doors 30 years ago and has become a Chevy Chase tradition. It's the best in family casual dining, offering Southern comfort favorites such as fried banana peppers, award-winning homemade chili, fried catfish, and, of course, their big, juicy half-pound hamburgers with toppings you choose, all at prices that will make you glad you brought the whole family. Stop by and check out their daily lunch and dinner specials made fresh daily. Suggins Bar and Grill on Romney Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment, the premium brand that's affordably priced. This season, clean up your driveways, yards, and more with hard-working steel blowers at just $139.95. Plus, get a free Woodsman carrying case with the purchase of select steel chainsaws. Stop by Moses' in Georgetown for more details. Start easier, work smarter, and finish faster with steel. Find Moses' at steeldealers.com. Offer valid through December 31st at Moses' 511 North Broadway in Georgetown while supplies last. All prices BES SRP.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
A little breaking news this morning. Joe Masato of SECCountry.com. reporting that Austin Peay has suspended 5 players. They didn't make the trip to Lexington for violating team rules, Austin Peay spokesperson said. So in his article, Masato said it doesn't know really which side of the ball the suspended players are on and how big of contributors they were, but five players.
They couldn't have been that big of contributors.
They haven't won a game in 2 years, so just makes it the road even harder. All right, back to this high school football, because I'm going to try to squeeze this in. Class 5A is where we pick it up. So just a little recap. It's going to be St. X and Trinity in the one semifinal in 6A and Scott County at Lafayette in the other semifinal. Class 5A, Bowling Green, 50-21 winners over Owensboro. So the defending 5A champs keep rolling. Fern Creek, 35-28 upset winners over Covecath. Fern Creek hosts Bowling Green in the semis. South Oldham trailed North Bullitt 42-28 in the fourth quarter and scored 17 unanswered points to come back and win 45-42. Pulaski County and Southwestern down 27-10. Southwestern answered with a pair of Patrick Edwards TDs to cut the deficit to 27-24 with 9.5 minutes to go, but the rally ended there. 41-27, Pulaski County headed back to the semifinals for a fourth straight year. The season has ended in the state championship game the last three seasons for Pulaski County. They will host South Oldham in the semifinals.
Their coach last night said it was the biggest win in school history.
John Hines?
Mm-hmm.
John Hines. Mm-hmm. You ever heard John Hines talk? He sounds like this.
He'll switch his voice. He'll start out and he'll be talking just kind of normal. And then all of a sudden he goes into the pirate voice. I mean, he can be a wrestler. He's a good dude. But Southwestern, this is crazy. Southwestern beat Pulaski County 21-6 on October 21st to win the district. That evened the all-time series at 13-13. And then this regional final was a rematch of 2014 when Southwestern had won the regular season meeting three weeks earlier and then lost the game in the playoffs. And then Pulaski County went on to win the state championship that year. Southwestern, this was their fourth regional final appearance in school history. It's the second in the last 3 years under Coach Larry French, who has made a huge difference. This would have been Larry French's chance to take a third different team to the state championship. 2011 was the last and only time Southwestern has reached the state semifinals in its 23-year history. So in Class 5A, it's going to be Bowling Green at Fern Creek and South Oldham at Pulaski County. Class 4A, South Warren, Franklin Simpson, 33-16. Franklin Simpson remains unbeaten and knocks off the defending 4A champs. Joker Phillips' nephew, Josiah Roby, stars for Franklin Simpson. Roby entered last night's game with 940 yards and 12 TDs rushing. He leads the team in the receiving with 432 yards and 6 touchdowns. And he has a team-high 5 interceptions. He has a scholarship offer from Austin Peay. This was an article I read in the Lexington Herald Leader this week on Joker's nephew. Now, Franklin Simpson's last state title, 1980, with Joker Phillips. Roby also plays basketball, like Joker did, who helped lead Franklin Simpson to the Sweet 16 in 1980. So it's deja vu all over again. All right, so Franklin Simpson wins and will go to John Hardin in the semifinals because John Hardin beat Shelby County 52-31. Mercer County at Wayne County, 30-14 Wayne County. Wayne County is the region champs, repeating as region champs. Wayne County last reached the state finals in 2013 and lost to Belfry 3-0. That was the state championship game. 3-0. Ashland Blazer at Johnson Central. Johnson Central's only loss this season came to Belfry, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
21-16 in the regular season finale. Johnson Central beats Ashland 51-0. Johnson Central hosts Wayne County in a rematch of last year's semifinal game, which Johnson Central won 21-14. So we have Wayne County at Johnson Central and Franklin Simpson at John Hardin in 4A. Class 3A, E-Town beats Colwell County 35-10. Central at Lexington Catholic. Now, LexCath playing in its 12th consecutive regional final, going for its 6th straight regional title. Last five years they've been to the semifinals. But Lexington Catholic leading rusher Damian Jones was sidelined for the game after suffering a torn ACL and meniscus last Friday. This poor kid, I talked to him last night. He was, couldn't have been brighter and had a better outlook. He's a junior, so he'll be back next year. Said he's got some offers out there. A great player. He would have made a big difference.
Yes.
Big difference. So after a 7-yard, this is crazy here, this little sequence. 7-yard central punt on its first possession.
Is that good or bad?
So LexCat's first possession started at its own 49-yard line, and QB Kirk Fagot capitalized with a 29-yard TD run to give the Knights a 7-0 lead. Well, Central tied it at 7, and then just before halftime, Central had it 4th-and-1 from the Lexington Catholic 2 with 6 seconds left until halftime. So Central takes a timeout, but they run the field goal unit onto the field like they never took a timeout. And so Mark Perry, Lexington Catholic's coach, is like, oh, did they take a timeout? Or are they taking a timeout? What's going on? So he takes a timeout, and then they send out their field goal defense. Well, Central has their kicker on the field by himself. So it's Lexington Catholic's defense lined up for a field goal and Central's kicker. The kicker runs off. The offense comes on. They snap the ball and pitch it to the running back, and he goes in for a touchdown as time expires. Crazy.
Jeez.
And then in the second half, it was all Central. So Lexington Catholic loses 30-7. LexCath, though, what they've done, just looking at what I saw, they've now advanced to this round, the quarterfinal round, in 18 of the past 20 seasons.
And you might not have thought that early on because they had their struggles early this season.
Mm-hmm. They play tough competition every year, have a tough schedule, and they take their lumps, and then they get into the district and they're well prepared and they go on a little run. So it's going to be Central hosting E-Town. And then in the other semifinal, Belfry beat Russell 43-12. Belfry hasn't lost to a Kentucky school this season. Lone loss was to Knoxville Catholic. Casey County lost to Corbin 38-17. Corbin will host Belfry in the semifinals. But a great season for Casey County, obviously.
Yeah.
We had Steve Stonebreaker on here. It's the first regional final appearance last night. It's the most wins in a season in school history.
He may be the coach of the year.
And it's just crazy how it all happened. He started there in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
He was 23 years old. It was his first head coaching job. The school had won only one game in 5 seasons before he got there. That's what he was taking over. 4 wins his first season, 6 wins the next season, and then he left and bounced around all kinds of different schools. And then he comes back this season, and it's their best season in school history. So good on Casey County for a great – I mean, they gave that community a great season. So to recap, 3A, it is Central at home to E-Town in the semifinals, and Corbin is going to host Belfry. Class 2A, Mayfield remains unbeaten, taking down Owensboro Catholic 28-6. DeSales and Christian Academy of Louisville, a rematch. 21-14 Cal wins again and will host Mayfield in the semis. Covington Holy Cross in a bit of an upset, 26-21 over Newport Central Catholic. And then it was Danville at LCA. LCA beat Danville 42-40 4 weeks ago to win the district. And the Admirals led that game 26-7 in the second quarter. LCA responded with 29 unanswered points to rally for a win, and that win snapped LCA's 5-game losing streak to Danville. And on its opening possession, LCA drove to the Danville 4-yard line. Danville's Demarie Van Cleve picked off a pass, returned it 96 yards for a touchdown. LCA tied it at 7. And then on the ensuing kickoff, Van Cleve, touchdown return. Game was tied at 14 at halftime, but Danville took control in the second half, held on to win 34-28. Danville will host Covington Holy Cross in the semifinals. Danville, of course, has won 10 state titles. Last one was in 2003, though, so it's been a while. But these guys have won at least one title in the 60s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Now they need one for the 10s.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be Danville at home against Covington Holy Cross and Cal at home against Mayfield. And then finally, in Class 1A, 48-12, Russellville beats Bethlehem. I'm sorry. Russellville, 48-12 winners over Bethlehem in 1A. Beachwood beats Kentucky Country Day 42-7. Beachwood will host Russellville in the semifinals. Paintsville beats Raceland 21-14, remains unbeaten. And then Hazard beats Pikeville 49-19. Hazard hosts Paintsville. And there's your high school football report.
You got it all in.
Got it in there. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
At Raising Cane's, we believe in one love. Quality chicken finger meals. But creating one love is no simple task. everything has to be served hot and fresh, not just hot. We use only 100% premium chicken tenderloins, guaranteeing a 0% chance of leftovers. We insist on the best ingredients for our fries, like potatoes. Well, we can keep talking quality, or you can just eat it. Raising Cane's, one love. Raising Cane's makes perfect chicken finger meals by marinating every chicken finger for 24 hours. That's a long time. I don't even know what I was doing 24 hours ago. But those mouth-watering chicken fingers were marinating the entire taste-tempting time. Impressive, since 24 hours is longer than most celebrity marriages. On that note, our chicken fingers, cane sauce, crinkle-cut fries, coleslaw, and Texas toast are the perfect marriage of fresh and tasty. Raising Cane's, one love.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment, the premium brand that's affordably priced. Plus, for a limited time, save $60 on the popular MS-250 chainsaw, now just $299.95. Plus, get a free Woodsman carrying case with the purchase of select steel chainsaws. Stop by Moses's in Georgetown for more details. Find Moses's at steeldealers.com. Start easier, work smarter, and finish faster with steel. Offer valid through December 31st at Moses's, 511 North Broadway in Georgetown, while supplies last. All prices BES SRP.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Kentucky and Austin Peay kick off at 4:30. You can see it on the SEC Network. You can listen to the pregame show with Coach Steve Ortmeier right here at 3 o'clock. And then at 7:30, the UK football postgame show with Coach Mike Harmon on there. And then following the UK football postgame show, we will join in progress the Arkansas at Mississippi State game. There are not a lot of great games this weekend. This is kind of the we'll play a non-conference cupcake weekend.
A lot of lines for the top 10 teams are 20 plus today.
Mm-hmm. You got Louisiana Lafayette at Georgia. You got Texas San Antonio at Texas A&M. You do have at noon number 2 Ohio State at Michigan State. You do have number 23 Florida at number 16 LSU. That's mm-hmm. at 1 o'clock. That of course is the makeup game. Missouri at number 19, Tennessee. That's the 3:30 CBS game. You know it's bad when Missouri-Tennessee is the 3:30 CBS game. I'm just
because they had to get they were trying to get everyone a game this year.
Mm-hmm.
So Missouri hadn't been at 3:30.
I mean, it should be Florida LSU.
How
obviously.
Much does the committee love Kentucky though? Because Tennessee went from being unranked,
yeah.
to back up to number 19 by beating Kentucky.
That's right. 3:30, our buddy Mike Leach. Number 22, Washington State at number 10, Colorado. That should be a good game. Indiana, does it have what it takes to upset Michigan? Number 3, Michigan. That's a 3:30 kickoff.
I don't think so.
Nope. Western Carolina at South Carolina. Another one of the – Austin Peay at UK. Another one of those. 7 o'clock, Arkansas at Mississippi State. 7 o'clock, UT Chattanooga at number 1, Alabama. Upset alert. 7:30, Alabama A&M at number 15, Auburn. 8 o'clock, Ole Miss at Vandy. Also at 8 o'clock, here's a good game for tonight. I think this will be a fun game because the Big 12 is all offense. Number 9, Oklahoma. Number 14, West Virginia. ABC, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a big one because a lot of people think Oklahoma could still work their way into this thing.
And I've heard some people picking West Virginia in the upset.
Mm-hmm.
It could be cold like it is here. Could be some snow flurries. 10:30 tonight, it's USC-UCLA. That'll be the late one. But 4:30 today is when Austin Peay and Kentucky kick off. And the thing Joe Musato from SECCountry.com, which we mentioned last segment, put out that Austin Peay, 5 of their players, not even making the trip. They got suspended due to rules violations. And this is a program that it's got a fire that it's trying to put out, and not the good kind of fire. It's got a dumpster fire yeah. going. It's trying to put it out and hired a young guy, 30-year-old, to take over as head coach as his first season. I mean, but these guys have lost 44 of their last 45 games. Over the last 5 years, the program is 3-53. Their last win was against Murray State in 2014. Last week, EKU beat them 67-30. Now, here is something. Former UK player from Seneca High School, in Louisville, Lloyd Tubman, returning as a defensive end for the Governors. Tubman was charged with rape on UK's campus in 2014. He was not indicted by the Fayette County Grand Jury. But UK has, you know, a code of conduct panels that they had 3 different panels that found him responsible for sexual misconduct, and they expelled him. So he's coming back. Now, he's expelled from the campus, the school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, the lawyer for the alleged rape victim is upset that her client was not notified that Tubman is returning to UK's campus. I mean, this lawyer absolutely lambasted UK for, said, this shows their indifference to victims of sexual assault. Just not happy. Tubman, of course, has maintained he's innocent. But I guess the lawyer's saying, you're letting him back on campus? Thought you kicked him off. And then you're not even going to tell us about it? You're just going to try to play it off like he's just kind of sneaking in?
I don't know. I don't know the protocol on this. Mm-mm. Is it upon UK to determine? I mean, he's playing for another team.
True. But, I mean, if you're banned from campus, though. So, I don't know. That's what the lawyer is saying. The lawyer is saying that.
But wouldn't Austin Peay be aware of that?
You would think so. You would think so.
I mean, they know his situation because I heard their coach say, you know, we're about second chances and
yeah.
helping, you know, mold men.
But I imagine, really, that neither side actually thought, well, is he even allowed back here on campus? Is he allowed to go up there? I don't think either side even considered that. They're so worried about football games and stuff that, yeah, they're aware that he played here and he's going back and the situation, but I don't think it crossed their minds that this would be an issue and that the lawyer would be upset. I don't think it crossed their minds at all in either side. But again, you know, I mean, Tubman says he's innocent and no court would take, I mean, Fayette County wouldn't take his case. They decided not to indict him. So legally, he's done nothing wrong. Anyway, a big day for the seniors, not to be overshadowed by that situation, because these guys have been through quite a bit. You think about JoJo Kemp when he first got here.
And his attitude the whole time he's been here.
Carrying UK to a win against South Carolina, that was such a big win. That was. We talked about Ryan Timmons.
John Toth, yeah. one of the best linemen to ever play here, probably.
Absolutely. And then J.D. Harmon, Blake McLean, Marcus McWilson. I mean, all these guys have been here the whole time. These guys have been playing since freshmen as well. I mean, they've never been to a bowl game. They've never got to experience it. And today is the day, because they talked this week, that yes, it is going to be emotional. Not necessarily so much when we're standing out there for senior day, which it might be for some. But once it's done, just to know that win number 6 is here and we're going to a bowl game.
Somewhere.
Yes. We are going to end our careers with a bowl appearance. And because for the last 6 years or 5 years, it hasn't happened for these guys. But it'll be 11 seniors in all and then 3 juniors who are foregoing their final season of eligibility. Receiver Alex Montgomery showed so much promise, but just hurt by knee injuries. Had his third knee surgery, so he's done playing football. And so
he may stay on.
Right.
Yeah.
As a coach and hang out and work on that career. Junior Dylan Greenberg doesn't play much. Ramsey Myers is a junior who has been starting on the offensive line for 3 years.
Yeah.
And he's deciding to call it quits. Mark Stoops said he's just ready to move on. He's graduating in May. And he just sounds like he doesn't want to go through the grind of it all, which, my gosh, it is a grind. No doubt about it. It's
And you never know what his, like, future plans are because, and maybe this is out there and I just don't know it, so forgive my ignorance, but wouldn't he have to stay in school? Like, take graduate courses or something? Yeah. Maybe he doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, you have to take a course or something. Or maybe he's going into something more in depth.
Yeah,
in where graduate you have to. School. Yeah. I didn't hear anyone report on what his plans are, why he's doing it, or.
Because listen, I'll tell you what. Yeah. And my 4 years, that's it, bruh. I couldn't do any more school.
Oh, I loved it. I just took less classes. Yeah. I just didn't do as well, so I needed to stay for another semester and make up for the one that I lost. Yeah. Those days, you just don't get them back. You do not get those carefree days back where your responsibilities are only going to class, making some grades, and, you know, paying rent. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You never get them back. That's that. Not that I don't enjoy these days. Yeah. I'm just saying, when you have no responsibilities, you can do whatever you want, and it's, you know, kind of carefree. Who doesn't like to be carefree? So these guys, it's going to be a nice ceremony for them, and then to get that 6th win.
That's really what's going to cap it off. Like you said, I don't know that I'm sure they understand that this is their last game at Commonwealth and all of that stuff, but I think the real celebration and emotion will come after the game today when they get that 6th win.
Here's what I want to see. I want to see Benny Snell rush for 146 yards because that will take him to 1,000 and give Kentucky its first pair of 1,000-yard rushers in a season in school history. If, let's say, Benny doesn't get 146 yards, let's say he gets half that, is he able to get the other half against Louisville? You still got a bowl game, so you figure 146 yards over the next 3 games, he's going to get it.
I was going to say, unless he gets 275-yard touchdowns on 2 carries, I kind of hope he doesn't get it today. I don't.
Really?
I just don't want them to. We need Benny. I just don't want there to be any chances taken on injury. Like, I don't want Jeff Badette and Jordan Jones to play today. I just don't. Mm. I just think they should be rested. I don't think we will need them to win this game.
Well,
and
I think
we need everybody to beat Louisville.
Well, my first thought about how to approach this game was first half, Benny and Boom, until you get a 4-touchdown lead. Then back off of the run game and throw it all over the place to try to get Steven Johnson going, just to get in a rhythm, to get more comfortable. If you go through an entire game and you throw it like 18 times, or, you know, and you don't connect, like, practice against another team today and on your passing game. Try to get those receivers going. You got so many good receivers that don't get to get involved. Taven Richardson, Dorian Baker, Jeff Badette, Blake Bone, Garrett Johnson. Try to get these guys going and build a little confidence and a little rhythm going into Louisville, because you're going to have to make plays in the passing game to beat Louisville.
Yes.
You're going to have to do that.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And whoever they play in the bowl game, and I granted they will have another month to prepare, but they can't just continue to be one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would even say to Steven Johnson, okay, look, you may have more time to throw the ball back there. Count to three and get rid of it. I don't care what's going on. When 3 seconds happens, throw the ball. Make a decision then.
Or run.
Because it's not going to happen against Louisville. You're not going to get a whole lot of time. And that's nothing against the offensive line. It just is a lot of time to hold up.
Yeah, it is.
And you're going to need it. But, you know, Boom Williams is already over 1,000 yards rushing. I don't even know if he goes much, really. I think they will run Benny. But this should be the JoJo show.
Yes.
And this should be a game for Saheem King.
Yeah.
Because Eddie Grant has said he's worked his tail off all season long. They've asked him to be ready and wait for your opportunity. Said he has been ready, but really, the only chance he's gotten, really, is he came in against Tennessee.
They haven't needed him.
Right. So reward him for a season of practice and give this to JoJo because it's his senior year.
Yeah.
So really, to tell the truth, Boom and Benny could get 5 carries apiece and go to the bench.
That's where I'm at.
I mean, this school is so bad. Like, so bad. You would have to turn the ball over on every possession to lose to these guys. Because the defense would probably find a way to match the scores. I'm telling you, this is a game.
Let's have fun. Not get hurt.
It will be interesting to see what strategy UK goes with, because they could go all kinds of different ways here. It would be interesting to see what they do. Let's see. We need to take a break. But Steve is on the line. And Steve, we will get to you right after this on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Rosillo and Canal.
Selfridge from Oregon.
What's your best Mike Leach story? Because he's one of my favorite guys to sit up at the podium, because he'll just go off in these tangents that have nothing to do with anything he was asked. Do you have any stories on him?
He's beautiful. I mean, you can bring up anything. Diesel bus technology or something, and he'll have a 3-hour expose on exactly what should go down. But yeah, he can't contain the guy in a 2-hour show. He needs about a 5-hour radio show per day.
Rosillo and Canal.
1-4 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
When someone smiles at you, sometimes you can't help but smile back. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? How about when a baby smiles? Even better, right? A baby smiling at a porpoise? Who's smiling at a baby? That's a tough one to top. In a nutshell, that's what's going on with your community bank becoming WesBanco. We're keeping all the things that make customers happy and one-upping that happiness with even more products and services. Everything you love about your local hometown bank stays the same. Same friendly approach, same dedication and involvement in the community. Now, with more products and services than ever before. Come on by and say hello.
we think you're going to find a lot to smile about. WesBanco. By all accounts, better. WesBanco Bank, Inc. is a member FDIC.
This week at Meijer, get 50% off all turkeys. That's right, every turkey, every size, every brand, fresh or frozen, is 50% off after you spend $30 on your total Meijer purchase. From savory to sweet, traditional to gourmet, you can set your Thanksgiving table for less with 50% off all turkeys after you spend $30. Plus, this Friday and Saturday, use M-Perks and take 10% off all general merchandise and apparel. Whatever your flavor, gobble gobble it for less this week at Meijer. See ad for details.
Bengals football, presented by Paul Miller Ford, 975 East New Circle Road, and also brought to you by MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown, the Magic Vapor Shop with three Bluegrass area locations, the Boot Store just south of Man of War on Nicholasville Road, Truck and Auto Extras, 1098 East New Circle Road, Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, Barkley Blevins Plumbing Heating and Air, 939 Winchester Road, Danville Foreign Cars and Recreation, 1227 Lebanon Road in Danville, and Line X of Kentucky, 119 Howard Street in Nicholasville. Bengals football on Classic Rock 92.1.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, I was talking about what, you know, maybe Steven Johnson throwing the ball around and getting a rhythm. What I said, that was my thinking, but the winds are going to be like 20 miles per hour during the game.
Yeah.
Gusty winds. So this might be one of those games that that you just run it and run it and run it and run it. And Kentucky could probably, I mean, they really have a chance here to break their school record for rushing yards. It is 446. That was against Tennessee Tech in 1951. They got 443 against Tennessee. That's the second most.
Yes.
So 446 is the mark. If Auburn can rush for 543 in an SEC game, Kentucky can run for 543 against Austin Peay.
Yes.
So that could happen today. Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Good morning.
Hey, guys. You were talking about the game today and kind of being just a game where you get through it, hope nobody's injured, and get prepared for next week. But along those lines, were, I would think y'all have to have been as surprised as I was with everything they had on the line Thursday to Louisville, go to Houston, just lay just a tremendous dinosaur egg on the field down there. I couldn't believe that they just played so badly.
Oh, I was shocked.
Well, I
was shocked. I think we just, did we lose him? No. Oh, okay.
I thought that,
I heard a click.
I thought that Houston was just, I mean, they were just so jacked up for this. This was, I think Houston has looked at this game like, okay, this is our chance to once again show the team that we were that beat Oklahoma to start the season.
Yeah.
When we were 5-0 and we were number 5 in the country and everybody was talking about us and they were pointing to this game against Louisville as the big game. Well, guys, it's still a big game to us. We're healthy. We're back to the, you know, the team we were. And I think Louisville came in like, man, we're so much better than what they say we are, and they didn't bring it the way Houston brought it. And when that happens, it can get on top of you quick.
And especially knowing, I think, for Louisville, having heard so much over the past several weeks about their strength of schedule and style points being such a big deal, that they should have gone into this game thinking, we don't have to just beat Houston.
Yeah.
We have to win convincingly. Because this is an unranked team, whether they should be unranked or not, I don't know. They're a pretty decent team. But Louisville knew that they had to get some style points.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the exact opposite from the word go. I was shocked.
Clearly, there was a focus problem. Because you don't have that many penalties, especially false start penalties, pre-snap penalties. It's a lack of focus there. I just don't think they were not prepared for this.
Yeah, it was just a It was just a complete cluster from the opening kickoff, and you know, with them feeling like they got snubbed last week in the standings. I mean, I was like Mary Jo. I thought they'd go in there and, you know, try to win by 100, and just unbelievable.
Well, I was a little bit disappointed because I wanted to see a good game.
Yeah.
Selfishly, just because I just want to see a good football game. But then it was okay because it allowed me to go to bed earlier than I would have had it been a good football game.
Hey, thank you. Oh, go ahead.
I just hope we see all those Louisville penalties and turnovers the next week, although I'm perfectly sure that we won't.
No, we won't. I don't think so. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I look at Louisville's players, and I look at Jair Alexander, you know, in the defensive backfield. And I look at, what was the kid's name? Smith? Jalen Smith?
Mm-hmm.
The receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other receiver that's about the same size. Can't remember his name. And then Radcliffe. And then Lamar Jackson. And then Devontae Fields on defense. And
James Quick.
And then the linebacker, the other linebacker they've got that's pretty good. I mean, I look at these players, I watch them, and I go, man, those guys are good.
Yeah.
Even in a bad game that they're losing, they're good.
Yeah.
Who's going to get open against Jair Alexander? I don't know. Who is going to stop those receivers? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Can anyone stop Lamar Jackson and Brandon Radcliffe? I mean, I think
themselves, which is kind of what happened.
Yeah. I believe I read somewhere that there is like the top five rushing tandems in the country. Kentucky and Louisville are among them. And Louisville is ahead of Kentucky. I think they're the number one rushing tandem, actually.
They were the number one offense.
Yeah, but those two together have more yards rushing than any other tandem. And I think Kentucky is like third or fourth in there. So coming off of a game where you saw Tennessee rush for, what, 376?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw Josh
Dobbs. Josh Dobbs.
Yeah. So it's hard to expect something different against Louisville. You would like to think, but I don't know. I mean, the toughest team Kentucky has played this year is Alabama. And even though Kentucky held its own, it was still 34-6. So Louisville's top five team, yes, they got beat by Houston, but they also laid an egg. So unless they lay an egg, you're looking at a, you know, four-touchdown game possibly. However, the last 2 years, Louisville was expected to blow out Kentucky, and that wasn't the case at all. It was a competitive game both times. And Kentucky obviously let one get away, blowing a 21-0 lead.
Yes.
Did you see, by the way, while we're watching the Louisville game, ESPN Stats and Info, which I follow on Twitter, they always throw out pertinent information on games that they're on or whatever. And so one of the things they threw out was, you know, Louisville's losing 31-0. No team in, or teams that have trailed by 31 points or more this season are 2-215. The two exceptions are Kentucky and Southern Miss and some other game. Out of 217 occurrences of being down 31 points, or 24 points was it? Yeah. Only Kentucky and one other team has blown it. Out of 217 occurrences.
Yeah.
Actually, Kentucky was the first to blow it. The very first game of the season. Let us be the first to blow a 24-point lead this season. That's a killer.
Listen, we've got some basketball we need to talk about, Dan.
It's 11:30. We got a half hour left in the show, and there is a ton of basketball to talk about. And we'll do it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The
Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The leaves are falling and cooler weather's on the way. Don't get left out in the cold. Make sure you and your car are prepared. Catch Car Talk with Trevor from Jack Kane Ford's Quick Lane every Tuesday and Thursday for tips and facts on how to keep your ride running smooth. Car Talk with Trevor from Jack Kane Ford's Quick Lane every Tuesday and Thursday on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 50% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account and claim your 50% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
A lot of folks are talking about the holidays. Gift giving, spending time with family, being thankful for good business and other blessings throughout the year. At Highbridge Springs, we're all about family, as we have been a family-owned and operated business for over 30 years. We want to thank our family and business partners who have enjoyed our service and our water for allowing us to serve them. If you would like to provide your family or employees with the best-tasting, healthiest water in the business, then join our family of satisfied customers today. Our best-in-the-business service and superior quality water will have you coming back for more month after month. Visit our website at highbridgesprings.com or call us toll-free for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971. That's 888-547-6971. And start service today. Highbridge Springs. Put the back into refreshment.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food. We're helping to stop food waste. Save the food. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that
BASS? I like the way you move.
Great album, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a great one. Miss those guys.
Yeah.
Andre 3000 and
Big Boy.
Yeah, Big Boy.
B-O-I.
That's right. So, we haven't had a chance to talk about that Michigan State game on Tuesday night, because Kentucky looked good.
Very, very good. Especially the guards. Oy.
Malik Monk was on fire!
Yeah.
Hair blazing.
7 threes. On 7 of 11 shooting, I might add.
And he was all the talk. Like, nationally, it was the Malik Monk coming out party, and everyone thinks Kentucky's number one star is Malik Monk. They didn't get to see all of De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox didn't have that great of a game. He had 6 assists, but he was like 3 of 10 shooting, and he was out for a 5.5-minute stretch in the first half that let Kentucky's lead drop from 14 to 4 or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. I think it was up 26-14 or 26-12, whatever, and then Malik Monk went out, and over the next 3 minutes, Michigan State got back in the game.
Yeah.
And then Isaiah Briscoe took over those last few minutes and helped UK go on a little 6-0 run to get it back out to 10 or whatever it was there. But
man, he is tough. Briscoe is tough.
But De'Aaron Fox is going to be... He's going to be...
No.
And Isaiah and Malik are going to complement that, but...
That backcourt is...
Yeah.
Crazy.
And they didn't see the best of Bam Adebayo either. We've not seen the best of Bam Adebayo. It's coming. He's just got to learn. It takes time. Remember Anthony Davis, Karl Towns? These guys were not what they were.
Even Julius Randle.
Yeah. It took till January, February for them to become studs. Briscoe's a stud now. Malik could be streaky. You know, because the first two games wasn't.
Yeah, we just haven't seen enough. Yeah. Too small of a sample size. Also, Derek Willis probably needs to get it together because he was terrific in that first game. And it's the last two games has not followed it up, as you might hope.
Wenyen Gabriel is gobbling up Derek Willis's minutes.
Yes.
He is.
And deservedly so.
Eating them like Pac-Man. Just. Wenyen is he is relentless.
Yeah.
Unrelenting. I mean, he does not stop. His hands are everywhere. He is all over the court. He is bouncing. He can hit a three.
He doesn't relent, Dan.
He does not relent.
He will not relent.
Wenyen, the unrelenting. Gabriel.
But Sasha, I think, needs some
he's
more.
He's going to take some time.
He's going to take a little time. But Derek Willis needs to be now. I mean, he should be ready now.
And he is taking it to heart. He's saying the right things. You can tell it means more to him than it ever has. And that he does want to be better on defense. And he does want to do the things it takes. But you see why Calipari is taking him out. Like, you see the mistake he makes. And when you see it, you go, he's coming out. And it's a lot of times I notice it's switching on defense where you're supposed to switch. And he goes with his teammate to the same guy and leaves the other guy open. It's pick and roll defense. And Calipari has said it's communication. Derek needs to communicate more. So, and Calipari has said, Wenyen and Derek, I expect about the same offensively, which we'll see. I mean, Derek clearly is the better three-point shooter.
Yes.
He would give you more offensively as far as that goes. But Wenyen is outplaying him on those other things, rebounding, deflections. Willis still leads the team in block shots. He's still doing that. But athletically, footwork, Wenyen's just God gave him faster feet. He's going to be a better defender. So Derek's thing is just he's got to communicate and make the right defensive decision, and he'll get to stay out there more. But when Kentucky gets these zones against them, more zone defenses are played against them, that'll be more a chance for Derek Willis.
Style, yeah.
Because Malik Monk could 7 for 11. Will that happen again this season? There's going to be more of the 1 for 6 and 2 for 6 games, which was his first two games. There'll be more of those than 7 of 11. So that'll even out at some point. And if he's cold from outside, somebody's going to have to be hot. And Derek Willis has to be that guy.
But this team is also so fast, Dan. I mean, there was a couple fast breaks where Isaac Humphries ripped down a rebound. That ball was out of his hands, and they scored before you could even look.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, they really did.
They
basically rendered Miles Bridges fairly ineffective.
Fairly? Almost completely.
Yeah, and he was the star of the show in that Arizona game.
He had 9 turnovers. 9 turnovers. He said to his coach, Tom Izzo, he was embarrassed for himself. I think he shot 2 of 10, 2 of 11, something like that. He did have 12 rebounds, but I typed it out here. I should just look.
Now I
2 for 11 field goal, 9 turnovers. He did have 12 rebounds. But, I mean, Kentucky turned him over 20 times, and Bridges had almost half of them.
Now, Kentucky did get out-rebounded again.
They did. That's a problem.
It is a problem. It's one of those things that's going to bite them at some point.
Tom Izzo said what was going to bite them is outside shooting.
Everyone says that, and Cal says you can't just keep saying it and saying it make it true.
Well, think about the 2012 team, because this is that makeup. 2012 team was get up and down the floor with unbelievable defense, just some of the best defense Kentucky has ever played.
I think that was the 09 team, too.
The 09
team. Or John Wall's team, whatever.
Oh, yes.
2010.
Yes.
Whatever year it
right.
was.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Anthony Davis, he called him Spider-Man because he put a web around the net. Kentucky doesn't have a shot blocker in that sense. But if you get by the guards, which you may not get by the guards. Mm-hmm. Like Rex Chapman was at the press conference yesterday. Kenny Payne was filling in. You know, Kenny knows Rex pretty well. Rex asked Kenny, is this Kentucky's best backcourt ever defensively? Kenny goes, kind of hard to top John Wall and Eric Bledsoe. And Rex says, but you got three of them. He's like, yeah, we do have three, and I wouldn't trade those three for any other three in the country. So you may not have the Anthony Davis on the back end, but you got plenty of length back there.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do have is better defenders than Monk, Fox, and Briscoe. So that defense is going...
Right, because Jamal Murray last year wasn't exactly...
No, he got beat a lot.
Yeah.
It took him a while to be a better defender. That was one of his weaknesses for sure.
Even Devin Booker, you could say the same for him two years ago.
So this team's...
They're so fast, though, Dan. They're so fast.
They are. What they're going to need from, like, 2012, even that team in 2012, that defense was so good. What was the one thing they got? They got a little bit of it, but it was important. Kyle Wiltshire's threes off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
They were huge. So it's going to have to be somebody. It's not going to be Monk. I just don't see it. I don't see that. Derek Willis.
It's not going to be Michael Mulder from the looks of it.
Nope.
I just don't think he's going to get enough run.
Nope. Dominique is a better defender, and Dominique's going to get those minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that because I love Dominique Hawkins. I love that kid just because of his whole attitude, who he is,
how do you not
the
love
fire
him?
He has. I mean, just – and then watching him in the Sweet 16 and that heart and spirit. So we don't get to see all of that heart and spirit. Calipari talks about will to win. Dominique Hawkins put – his team on his back and willed them to the state championship all the way. So to see him get some run, it looks like he's definitely going to be in that guard rotation.
Yeah.
And I love to see that. He deserves it. It's a
12,
senior
15
year.
Minutes a game,
yes.
You can see.
He needs that chance.
I will say, I didn't want to be number one. Mm. Not right now. Not right now!
At number one, number two, well, no, I take that back. When you are number one,
it's different.
It's
different, especially when you have such a young team. I just think it's different.
Every team comes at you a little harder.
I mean, and they're going to come at them because they're Kentucky.
LSU, Florida already fighting. This game doesn't kick off for another hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
They're already on the field going at it. Florida's like, man.
And this.
You guys made us play here. Like, your fault, dummies. You could have played there. You screwed this up.
This Big Ten. You know, one of the great rivalries in the Big Ten, Nebraska, Maryland.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I didn't even put it on my list of games to think about for the day.
And neither one's a Big Ten team. Ah.
I tell you what about Duke, though. They lost that game. They were getting run out, and then they came back and made Kansas beat them on a last-second shot. And Duke did not have Harry Giles, Marquise Bolden, and Jason Tatum playing.
Yeah.
Those three guys are going to make a difference.
What is the scenario situation with them? Like, when are they
anticipate? Idea.
Okay.
Do not know. I was half.
I mean, those are three NBA players.
I guess there's some injury there or whatever, but they're going to play this year. Yes, they are three NBA players. Added to a team that already looks pretty good.
Yeah.
So then tomorrow night, Kentucky plays Duquesne. A 9 o'clock tip-off. Come on, man.
I know, on a Sunday night. Duquesne, by the way, just lost at home to Canisius.
No, today?
Not today. Their last game.
I thought they played Northern Iowa. Was that not?
By the way, SEC basketball is garbage.
Canisius beat Duquesne.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes?
I don't know. Let me look that up.
I thought I saw a scroll Thursday night that said Northern Iowa beat Duquesne by like 20. Josh has got the fast finger. Is the internet you good? Got it? I'm looking. Look at Duquesne's schedule.
Yeah. Canisius beat Duquesne yesterday at home by a point.
Well, well, well. Breaking news to Dan.
And, of course, Kentucky has already played Canisius.
Right. I mean, well, we knew Kentucky was going to beat Duquesne anyway. Yeah. They're going to beat Duquesne. But the 9 o'clock tip-off on a Sunday night. God. On a Sunday night. My biggest issue with this is that Kentucky would not exercise some kind of control or throw its weight around a little bit and go, look, I don't care if you put us on ESPN3. I don't care if you put us on the SEC Network Plus. I don't care if you put students on the broadcast. We need to sell tickets at Rupp Arena, and 9 o'clock on Sunday night against Duquesne ain't going to get it done.
Yeah, that's tough.
We want 23,000 paid seats, and that works at 7 o'clock on a Sunday night against Duquesne, and it doesn't work as well at 9 o'clock. Look, I don't like a later tip-off, just personally. But
I don't like 9 o'clock ever.
Right. But it's not going to kill me. It's fine. What I think, though, is that for everyone who wants to go to a game, these non-conference games are a chance for everyone else. Doesn't have season tickets, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because not the season ticket holders get rid of these tickets for games like this. And those tickets are easier to buy just straight off of Ticketmaster. You can get into Rupp Arena and see a game against Duquesne or Cleveland State or Valparaiso or whatever. But at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night, you're not going to do that, you know? I just, especially a, Eruption Zone $5 ticket general admission game. Like, they're going to open that up. So for the people that want to go down there and sit, that's a 9 o'clock on a Sunday night.
That's tough.
It is. I don't like Sunday games anyway. But if you're going to do it, 1 or 4 o'clock, something like that. Because you can. On a Sunday, you can play at 1 or 2 or 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
9? Come on, man. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Republic Bank is all about easy. That's why you can pay your Fayette County property tax bill at any of our 4 convenient Lexington Republic banking centers. So say goodbye to parking downtown and say hello to Republic Bank's friendly staff and our easy and convenient parking. Or make things even easier and use one of our drive-thrus. Paying your property tax bill can be easy. Visit a Republic Banking Center before December 31st. Republic Bank. It's just easier here. Member FDIC.
Open soon on Vine Street downtown.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that is going to shock you. And then you may think you heard it wrong, but you didn't. A recent study by doctors at the prestigious Johns Hopkins School of Medicine concluded that medical errors in hospitals and other healthcare facilities are the third leading cause of death in the United States. 250,000 lives a year, right behind heart disease and cancer. 9% of all deaths a year in America. And that's just the deaths, not the life-lasting injuries that also occur. These aren't my figures. These are hard, cold facts. One of the researchers said it boils down to people dying from the care that they receive rather than the disease for which they're seeking care. If you don't believe me, Google it. If you suspect you or a family member are a victim of medical malpractice, visit forthepeople.com. Your gut instincts are usually right on target. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Welcome to Nick Ryan's, where sophisticated dining meets fun. We invite you to come and treat yourself to lunch or dinner in our beautiful Southern-style dining room. Come see us today. We're located at 157 Jefferson Street. Try our homemade soups, unique fresh salads, or a local favorite entree for a lunch to remember. For dinner, let Nick Ryan's exceed your expectations with house favorites like shrimp and grits, braised beef short ribs, or bourbon brine fried chicken. Come visit Nick Ryan's for their Saturday brunch and enjoy our Bloody Mary Bar from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Nick Ryan's also features slow roasted prime rib every Wednesday night. Open Monday through Saturday at 157 Jefferson Street. For reservations, call 233-7900 or visit nickryans.com. That's 233-7900. Or make an easy online reservation at nickryans.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We should hear this quite a bit today.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's going to be a little too cold to feel like it's a party. It won't feel quite the same. Gosh, we were just one day away. It was 74 degrees yesterday.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
I want to be in 70 degree weather today at the football game. Oh, it looks, oh. I'm looking at game day, just knowing that's what's ahead. What's in store for me and the boys?
Not today. You're not going to be in snow. It's going to be snowing.
Flurries. Yeah, flurries. But not,
no. A driving snowstorm.
It's not going to be, what is this, Michigan snow?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be
Kalamazoo, Michigan. No.
But it's going to be 20 mile per hour winds, wind chills in the 20s. That is happening. I've got that on authority of Chris Bailey. UK.
Really? Because that guy that started the forest fire said that it wasn't going to be that cold today.
From Jenkins? Here's what we're dealing with this afternoon.
All right, the UK women play tonight, their first road game at Colorado. They've started out the season quite nicely, you might say.
Absolutely. Evelyn Akator, three straight double-doubles. She was named SEC Player of the Week. She had
National Player of the Week by one.
College Hoops, one of those.
Yeah, madness.com or something. Yeah.
Some of those I don't know who they are. But UK beat New Hampshire 93-43 in an 11 a.m. game Thursday to go to 3-0. And that was a big game for Mackenzie Cann.
Mm-hmm.
This girl played at Anderson County with, I can't believe I just forgot her name. But there was another girl on the team who was really good too. They were both, like, phenomenal. And Mackenzie went to Cincinnati out of high school. She, by the way, I don't know if they still are. I don't think they still are. But formerly Ryan Timmons' girlfriend for maybe a couple years or so. They were dating in high school. She went to Anderson County. Ryan Timmons was at Franklin County.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she went to Cincinnati out of high school and then stayed there for a year and then decided to transfer to Kentucky and sat out last year and now playing for UK in just her third game, 6 of 7 from three Thursday. 20 points. Six UK players scored in double figures versus New Hampshire. Akator, 17-11. So tonight they play against Colorado at 9 o'clock Eastern. No TV, but if you want to watch it, it will be streamed live on Pac-12.com.
There you go.
Also tonight, Quad A Green announces his decision. He is down to UK and Syracuse, 6'1 point guard. He's doing it at his high school tonight, I think. I don't know what kind of coverage there'll be of it, but I have it on very good authority that he's going to UK. Evan Daniels says it's happening. He's going to UK.
I think the schools already know. I believe he's already sent in his letter.
Okay. Well, of course, Quad A and UK target Mo Bamba were at MSG Tuesday night for the Champions Classic.
Taking pictures together.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little foreshadowing of what's to come. Mo Bamba at UK as well. Don't know. We'll see. One thing that won't happen is Trae Young will not be playing at UK. The UK target is a 6'2 point guard. UK and Oklahoma are listed as the favorites. He's expected to wait until late December or early January to announce. And it's not going to be UK. Evan Daniels says it's not going to happen.
Well, they've already got two point guards, and Shea Alexander and then Quad A Green,
right,
when he commits tonight. So I understand that.
Now, UK did miss out on five-star shooting guard Lonnie Walker, who committed to Miami Wednesday, but is still in the mix for five-star shooting guard Hamidou Diallo. So Kentucky's got Shea. Quad A will come in tonight. Shea, Quad A, PJ, maybe a Hamidou, and then there's always Mo Bamba.
And don't forget Nick.
Nick. Yeah, Nick's on the team. So they didn't get Lonnie Walker, a shooting guard, but they've got a head start on the front court with two five-star bigs, mm-hmm. Nick Richards and P.J. Washington. They committed to UK last week. Then you got a combo guard, Shea Alexander. So he's your shooting guard from Ontario. He committed to UK on Monday. He plays for a Christian Academy school in Tennessee, and he had been committed to Florida. Scout.com has him ranked number 46 overall, so he's a little bit back there further. Not as.
But I think he didn't play AAU, right, between his junior and senior year.
Oh, is that right? I don't know.
So I think it was hard, you know. He's probably would likely be higher than that mm-hmm. if he was on the circuit.
Yeah. How about another big commitment this week? Sydney McLaughlin or McLaughlin. Which is it? McLaughlin? McLaughlin. I don't know. I remember watching her in the Olympics, though. If you don't remember her, this is a 17-year-old girl who became the youngest U.S. track and field Olympian in 44 years this summer in Rio. She made it to the semifinals in the 400-meter hurdles and finished fifth. She set the world junior record in U.S. trials with a third-place finish, and she chose U.K. over Southern Cal. She said 2015 U.K. grad and current member of the coaching staff, Kendra Harrison, played a big role in choosing UK. Harrison broke the world
record. How could she not? Yeah.
In 100 hurdles this summer. So this girl is a New Jersey native who was the 2016 Gatorade National Female High School Athlete of the Year. So we're talking about UK basketball recruiting. UK basketball target Jared Vanderbilt retweeted her commitment with the little emoji, like the, you know, the little mm-hmm. finger underneath the chin, like, maybe I should choose UK. That good-looking girl, Sydney's going there. I'm about the same age. We would both be athletes.
That never happens, Dan.
Because Sydney is a cute girl that I'm sure every, you know, college freshman is going to love to be around and hang out with. And Jared Vanderbilt tweeted, interesting. Jared Vanderbilt's a small forward from Texas. He took his official visit to UK October 21st, 22nd. That was the blue-white game weekend. He has offers from, of course, UK, North Carolina, Kansas, Texas. But 24/7 Sports Crystal Ball has TCU at 50%, UK at 28%. So maybe Sydney tips the scale in UK's favor.
There you go.
But it's a big deal for an Olympian. I mean, you think about the Olympics, how big that is, how many people watch the Olympics. I can remember watching her and
the story that they told about her. Yeah. Just being so young and so accomplished already.
And she talked about she was not feeling well. She was kind of sick. That's no excuse, but it just stinks to come to Rio, want to do your best and not have it because you're not feeling 100%. And so I felt for her. She was very well spoken for a 17-year-old. And now Kentucky's got her, so that draws a lot of attention to UK's program already with Kendra Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
So Edric Floreal is doing a excellent job. And this year, EJ is going to run track.
Yeah,
he has said year after year he would get asked about this. Every year, like I think I saw it 3 years in a row where Kentucky lets – before the season, like a month, 2 months before the season, before even the first practice, they bring everybody in and then all the guys, all the players make the rounds. They stop for like 8 minutes at each media spot and ask the questions. And for 3 years in a row, Floreal was asked about track and field. I was like, nope, I don't love it. Like, I love basketball. That's my dad's deal. That's my mom's deal. Yes, they want me to do it, blah, 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 but I'm going to be my own man. And now he's going to do it.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. All right, so UK today, 4:30, pregame show right here at 3 o'clock on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Then the postgame show at 7:30-ish. And then Arkansas, Mississippi State following that. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening today to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. No gas grill, no charcoal grills.
Stay warm.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
A tweeter writes in.